Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a junkless jungle sub and turning it into something that feels wide, alive, and ready to arrange inside Ableton Live 12, without destroying the low end. And that balance is the whole game in DNB. The sub is not just a bass sound, it's the spine of the track. It has to hit hard, stay controlled in mono, leave room for the drums, and still have enough movement to carry the tune from one phrase to the next. So what we're building here is a two-part bass setup. First, a tight mono sub that holds the weight. Second, a wider mid bass or Reese layer that gives us stereo energy, grit, and motion. Then we'll shape the drums around it so the whole groove feels bigger by contrast. And finally, we'll use automation, editing, and arrangement moves to keep the bass line evolving across 16-bar and 32-bar phrases. Let's start by setting up the session properly. Before you even start sound design, get the routing clean. Make one MIDI track for the sub. Make another MIDI track for the mid bass or Reese layer. Then create a drum rack or audio track for your breaks, and another track for top percussion or FX if you want extra motion. Group the sub and bass mid tracks into a bass group, and group the drum tracks into a drum group. That small bit of organization pays off fast, because now you can shape the low end as a whole instead of chasing individual tracks all over the session. On the bass group, put EQ8 first so you can clean up anything messy early. Later, you can add compressor or glue compressor for gentle control, and maybe saturator for a bit of density if the bass needs more weight. While you're building, keep your master peaking around -6 dB of headroom. That gives you room to bring the drums up later without clipping the mix or painting yourself into a corner. Now let's program the sub. Load up operator or wave eatable on the sub track, but keep it simple. You want a sine wave or something very close to it. Put it in mono. If you want a little movement, add a small glide or portamento, maybe somewhere around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Keep the amp envelope tight too. Fast attack, short decay, and a release that matches the note length so the low end stays controlled. The point here is not to write a complicated bass melody. The point is to create pressure and rhythm. Write the sub lines so it supports the drum phrase, not fights it. In jungle and darker DNB, a strong sub often acts like a second kick or a second snare layer. It might hold long notes under the first half of the bar, then throw in a short pickup before a snare hit, or make a little octave jump for tension. Keep most of the notes below C2 if you want that proper sub weight, and if you're aiming for a darker feel, stay somewhere around F1 to C2 depending on the key. Also pay attention to note length. Long notes create pressure. Short notes create bounce. And a few well-placed rests make the break breathe. That last part matters a lot. Think of the sub as a rhythmic anchor, not just a pitch source. In jungle, the bass feels bigger when it leaves deliberate holes for the break to snap through. If the bass is too constant, the groove can flatten out. If it gives the drum some air, everything feels more alive. Next, let's build the wider bass layer. This is where the stereo energy lies, but remember the rule. Don't widen the weight. Widen the harmonics. Use wave eatable, analog, or operator again, but choose a richer sound, like a detuned saw or a square-based patch. Add a little unison or mild detune. Filter it so the top stays under control and the sound doesn't turn into noise. Then process it with stock Ableton tools. Saturator with a few dB of drive can add useful density. Auto filter can shape the aggression. Chorus ensemble should be subtle, not washed out. And utility is there if you need to reduce width or keep the sound stable. The important move here is to high pass this layer with EQ8, usually somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, depending on the patch. That way, the sub stays mono and clean, and the mid layer handles the width and character. That separation is a classic DNB trick. One layer gives you the foundation, the other gives you the personality. Together, they sound huge without turning the low end into a phase disaster. Now let's add movement, but keep it controlled. In jungle and rollers, the best motion often comes from small automation shifts, not constant effects abuse. On the mid-bass layer, try automating the filter cutoff so it opens slightly at phrase endings. Increase saturator drive by a little bit before a drop or a switch up. Maybe use autopan sparingly for the upper harmonics if the track needs motion. And if you want reverb, use it as a momentary effect on a return track, not as a permanent wash over the bass. A really effective trick is to automate the bass filter on bar 8 or bar 16 of a phrase. Open it just a touch, then snap it back for the next section. That little breath gives the arrangement movement without changing the core pattern. This is how you make a loop feel like it's evolving instead of just repeating. Now bring in the breakbeat. You can slice the break into simpler and rearrange the hits, or work with the original audio and warp it manually. For an intermediate jungle workflow, it helps to chop the break into pieces and build a call and response groove with the bass. Put a kick-heavy hit on beat 1. Let the snare land on 2 and 4. Add ghost notes and hat flicks around the spaces between the bass hits. Then drop in a small fill or reverse hit at the end of every 4 bars. If the break feels muddy, use HiQ8 to reduce some of the low rumble around 100 to 250 Hz. You can also use clip gain or careful slicing to tighten the transients. The goal is to make the drums dance around the bass. That drum and bass relationship is what makes jungle feel so energetic. Sometimes the drums don't just support the bass. They make the bass feel wider and bigger than it actually is. And while you're arranging, keep an eye on collisions between the bass and the snare. If a bass note lands right on a snare hit, shorten the note or lower its level. Don't just let them fight each other. Give each element a clear role. The snare needs to crack, the sub needs to hit, and the groove needs enough space for both. Now add sidechain compression, but keep it tasteful. Put a compressor on the bass group and sidechain it to the main drum bus, or to the kick and snare depending on your groove. In DNB, you usually want just enough ducking for the transients to come through. You don't want that exaggerated house-style pumping. Start with a fastish attack, a release somewhere in the 40 to 120 millisecond range, and a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for gentle gain reduction. If the bass still feels too long after that, try shortening the note tails a few milliseconds before you smash it with compression. That tiny edit often clears space better than heavy processing. You can also use volume automation on the bass MIDI clip. Lower sustained notes under busy break sections. Raise the bass by a dB or two when the drums thin out. Dip it just before a snare fill so the fill feels bigger. These are small moves, but they make the arrangement feel intentional. In jungle, the drums often need priority. The bass should feel powerful, but it should know when to step back. Now let's shape the arrangement by phrase. DNB listeners feel changes in 4-bar and 8-bar chunks, not just individual bars. So don't think of your bassline as one loop. Think of it as a series of energy states. For bars 1 to 8, keep it stripped down and focused. Bars 9 to 16, add a variation, maybe one extra note or a slide. Bars 17 to 24, bring in a fill or a wider mid-bass accent. Bars 25 to 32, switch the rhythm or remove a layer to build tension. A good workflow here is to duplicate and edit instead of writing a brand new bassline every time. Keep the core motif, then change one note length, one octave jump, one rest, or one automation point. That's enough to make the phrase feel fresh while staying recognizable. You can even use alternating note lengths per phrase. Make one cycle more staccato, then let the next one breathe a little more. Same notes, different energy. And if the section still feels small, don't immediately reach for another effect. The issue might be arrangement density, not sound design. Add a fill. Add a drum pickup. Drop out the kick for half a bar. Remove the hats briefly before the bass comes back in. That contrast is what makes the next drop feel bigger. Once the main loop is working, resample it. Route the bass group to a new audio track and record a few bars. Then chop that audio into short response hits. Reverse a section. Pull a pickup forward. Turn a little bass stab into a transition moment. You can also use simpler to re-trigger a resampled stab, or add a light echo or reverb tail on a send if you want a dubby jungle moment. This is how you create switch-up bars that feel finished without having to reinvent the whole groove. Before you call the bass wide, check it in mono. Put utility at the end of the bass group and toggle mono on. Reduce the width temporarily and listen for phase issues. Compare the sound with and without the mid layer. The sub should stay solid. The wide layer can lose some stereo sheen, but it should not disappear. If the bass collapses in mono, back off the stereo effects on the mid layer and keep the widening above the low end. In DNB, wide is good. Stable low end is non-negotiable. Then do a final balance pass. Use HiQ8 to carve a little space if the bass is masking the snare body. Tame harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz if the mid layer is biting too hard. Give the snare and break enough presence so they stay in front of the bass. If the break feels too spiky, a touch of glue compressor or drum bus can help, but keep the drive moderate and use boom carefully. You want punch, not mud. Here's the target. The sub should be felt more than heard. The mid-bass should provide motion and width. The drums should feel punchy and alive. And every 4 or 8 bars should have a clear event that keeps the listener locked in. If it feels exciting even at low volume, you're in a good place. If it only works when it's loud, the arrangement probably needs more contrast. Quick recap. Keep the sub mono, clean, and rhythmically intentional. Build width with a separate mid-bass layer, not by widening the sub. Let the breaks and ghost notes create movement around the bass. Arrange in 4-bar and 8-bar phrases so the tune evolves naturally. Use Ableton stock devices like Operator, Wave Eatable, EQ8, Saturator, Compressor, Utility, Drum Bus, and Auto Filter to keep the workflow fast and focused. And always check mono compatibility, low-end balance, and phrase tension before moving on. For practice, try building a 32-bar jungle bass arrangement with 2 bass layers, 1 mono sub and 1 character layer. Keep the sub to just a few notes in the first 8 bars. Add 1 automated change every 4 bars. Make 2 different break edits, 1 for the main groove and 1 for the turnaround. Check it in mono. Then bounce the bass group to audio and make 1 resampled variation for the final 8 bars.